Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Be part of the show. Call the fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
Marty Rubinson.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
WFAN.
Welcome to the program. I'm Lori Rubinson, talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan at 877-337-6666. Producing, it is Mr. Paul Rosenberg. And people, I'm beside myself. This game tonight, what we heard the entire NFL weekend, divisional playoffs. Question for you, was this the best divisional playoff weekend that we've ever had? I honestly, four fantastic games all come down to the end, but the one on Sunday night, the heavyweight battle between Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, and I know there are going to be people who are going to want to nitpick, and I can see them out there on Twitter talking about the overtime rules and all of this. We spend so much time, so often on sports talk radio, talking about the negative. For a moment, tonight, let's appreciate what we just saw or what you heard earlier on our radio station. Chiefs, Bills, and two quarterbacks, early prime, at the peak of their powers, and just something stunning, seriously. Watching Patrick Mahomes, 13 seconds left, he just redefined what we thought was possible. You know, usually you say, if you leave a Tom Brady, a Peyton Manning, an Aaron Rodgers, if you leave somebody like that 30 seconds on the clock, can they come down? That's too much time. They'll come down, especially need to kick a tying field goal. That's too much time. But 13 seconds? It should not have been possible. And we can talk about should the Bills have gone with a squib kick, and should Leslie Frazier's defense have played it somehow differently? But 13 seconds, that's all it took for Patrick Mahomes to drive the Kansas City Chiefs into comfortable field goal range to tie this game and go to overtime. And then you just knew that whoever won that coin toss was going to win this football game. That team was not going to give up the football. They were going to go down and score. And in the case of the Chiefs, it's not like they were playing against the Little Sisters of the Poor. The Bills were the number one defense in the NFL. And they were fantastic against the pass all season long. The Chiefs' defense, not to take anything at all away from the Bills. They were spectacular. Josh Allen was spectacular. He deserved to win. He did everything right, including scoring with 13 seconds left on the clock, which should have won him the football game. Josh Allen, 4 touchdown passes. All he does is throw for 329 yards, runs for another 68, does everything. But in the case of the Chiefs defense, I mean, at least Tyrann Mathieu, they lost early in the ball game. So, okay, there were some holes there to exploit. But the Bills defense, that's the best defense in the NFL. And when the game was on the line and when they had to make plays and 13 seconds left, the Chiefs just shredded it and into overtime. Just shredded it. And yeah, it's not just Mahomes. Of course, it's all the weapons and the speed. It's Tyreek Hill and his explosiveness. It's Travis Kelce and the hands and the body control to make that winning catch in overtime in the end zone. Tyreek Hill, 11 catches, 150 yards, and the touchdown. And you watch the other gear he goes into. And he looks like the Roadrunner. He looks like a cartoon character as he explodes away from everyone, waving to Matt Milano. Poor Matt Milano, a linebacker, as Tyreek Hill speeds into the end zone. Travis Kelce, 8 catches, 96 yards, a touchdown. The game winner in overtime, but always there to make that crucial catch when they need to move the sticks. And then not just those two. The all-around play, Jerick McKinnon, hello, how are you? You just showed up and got some playing time. You know, it's been other guys, Edwards-Helaire and Darrell Williams and Gore and other players playing, and suddenly the last few weeks, it's McKinnon. And McKinnon with an all-around game and contributing 5 catches, 54 yards, as well as on the ground. Byron Pringle with another 5 catches. Mecole Hardman, only the 1 catch, but it went for 26 yards. It was big. And Patrick Mahomes, 378 yards passing, 3 touchdowns. He passed 4. He ran for another 7 times. He ran for 69 yards. And the stats of both of these quarterbacks, dynamic faces of the league, were so similar. And for most of this game, I mean, it's only that Patrick Mahomes has more yardage, but he got the ball in overtime. Just an astounding ball game. And truly, I'm hard pressed. I'm trying to think about, when have I seen a better ball game, a better playoff game? The ones that stand out in my mind, I mean, I guess there's Dolphins-Chargers. I go back that far. Kellen Winslow having to be helped off the field. That stands out as an epic, epic game. But this one's right up there. This was one of those games, whoever had the ball last, you just knew was going to score. And I understand, I feel terrible for the fans of the Buffalo Bills. Your team deserved this. They played beautifully. But for those who are going to complain and bellyache about the playoff rules and wanting things to change and whatever, you know what? Everybody understands these are the rules, and sometimes they work against you and sometimes they work in your favor. And Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, going back to the first year that Patrick Mahomes played, and he had that incredible first season. It was his second year in the league, but really his first year playing, and goes up to New England, duels it out with Tom Brady, and loses the coin toss in overtime. And Brady and the Patriots, they hang on to the football, they go down and score a touchdown, and Mahomes never gets to touch the ball. It happens. It went against the coin toss, went against Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and the Chiefs in that game. This season, the football gods gave them the coin toss. And you just knew these defenses were gassed. And whoever had the ball was going to go down and score a touchdown and never give it back. A beautiful ball game. And I think we are seeing this changing of the guard in the NFL. I'll ask you, is Mahomes and Allen, Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, is this now, this rivalry, we've now seen it 2 years in a row in the playoffs, is this rivalry now vintage prime Tom Brady, Peyton Manning? Is that what we're seeing? And obviously the players and their skill sets and the way they go about it and the way they use their legs and the athleticism and frankly the bazooka cannons that they have for arms. Did you see the Josh Allen throw to Gabriel Davis from his own 25, that 75-yard touchdown where the ball was in the air? I think it was 57 yards. It was almost 60 yards in the air, and Josh Allen made it look easy. It was a flick. Just goes back there, flicks the ball, and 57 yards later, it falls into the arms of Gabriel Davis. The way these guys go about it, the athleticism, all the different angles and plays and what they make and with their legs and with their arms, brilliant. And they're early in their careers. They're young guys. They're still learning the cerebral part of the game that makes and has made Brady so special, that made Peyton Manning, the sheriff, so special. Those guys redefined the game in a lot of ways and were part of making this such a passing league. But the way they studied Brady and Manning and set a bar and how hard they worked and all of that for everybody else. But that rivalry between the two of them, and that you came into a season and you always knew that the AFC went through those two guys. And it has a feeling now that the AFC, I understand there's Joe Burrow. I understand there's, Justin Herbert. There's some fantastic young quarterbacks in the league, and especially in the AFC. But it does feel that Patrick Mahomes is kind of playing a little bit of that Tom Brady role, the one that's the winner, the early winner, and just a little bit better, just a little too good. But Josh Allen, simply brilliant. And if he won a coin toss, I have no doubt I'd be sitting here talking about Josh Allen, his legacy, his chance to win that first ring. The Buffalo Bills, the city of Buffalo, a chance to win a Super Bowl. We'd be talking about that now, but they did. They lost the coin toss. Fate is cruel. Gabriel Davis, 8 catches, 201 yards, 4 touchdown catches. We know that Stephon Diggs is a terrific player, but mostly a decoy in this game. Cole Beasley, 6 catches, Singletary, Emmanuel Sanders, Dawson Knox, others, sure, Isaiah McKenzie. But Gabriel Davis, a coming out party for this young wide receiver. If you're in a dynasty fantasy league, that might be a name to scoop up. Phenomenal ball game, one that I will remember for years to come. I truly believe it. And I believe in a weekend when Tom Brady and Brady led, it's crazy that that's not even the story of the night, in my opinion. Tom Brady lost. And maybe it'll be the last game he ever plays. I doubt it. I think Brady's coming back for next year. I think he's got too much game left in him. But Tom Brady lost. And Matthew Stafford and the Rams got the football with 40 seconds left. A little more than 40 seconds left. Drove down, kicked a winning field goal as time expired to beat Tom Brady and the defending Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And that is not the top story. That's not the top story. Aaron Rodgers lost. Number one seed in the NFC lost yesterday. And we don't know, is that the last game that Aaron Rodgers ever plays with, ever plays, period, or ever plays with the Green Bay Packers? Or does he just go back? Who knows? But that's not the top story. And the Cincinnati Bengals, who couldn't win a playoff game in forever, won their second playoff game of the weekend, also last second, after getting Joe Burrow sacked 9 times. It should be impossible to get sacked 9 times and win a playoff game on the road. But who is it? Who dat going to beat them Bengals? Who day? The Bengals now. 2 playoff wins. Joe Burrow, great young quarterback. Will they have a say against Mahomes and the Chiefs? But all that other stuff, to me, not the story. The lead story, it felt like we watched the Super Bowl played out tonight. That's what this felt like. 2 best teams in the league, Bills and Chiefs. And whoever was going to win this football game was going to be the Super Bowl favorite. And there it is. Now it's the Chiefs. Doesn't mean it's impossible for the Bengals to win. Doesn't mean it's impossible for a team like the Rams. I guess the Niners. To beat the Chiefs. But seems unlikely to me. We saw the 2 best teams in the league. They played tonight. Their quarterbacks were transcendent. And with all the negativity and everything, we trash this one and that one, and we complain. And certainly, as New York football fans, with the dreck that we see regularly at the Jets and Giants, but for one glorious weekend, we had 4 fantastic games, and in particular, Sunday night, one of the best football games I have ever seen. And one I will remember. And tons of great plays made by fantastic athletes at the top of their game all over the field. But in particular, 2 young quarterbacks. Who are, you know, as Brady is starting to, we think, wind it down, passing the torch to Patrick Mahomes as the face of the NFL. He's already got a Super Bowl win. He's already been to a couple of Super Bowls. And it feels like this is, after this game, Chiefs beat the Bills, that he's heading to another.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.